Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids' parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed-top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
Danica Patrick, Scott Dixon, Marco Andretti. All the cars and stars of the IndyCar Series will be scorching the streets of Long Beach April 16th through the 19th at the 35th Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Enjoy two free concerts starring El Tree and Puddle of Mud, six races including the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, Tequila Patron American Le Mans Series, and so much more. Be there to feel the heat.
We are back, joined now by our oldest guest and one of my absolute favorite, direct from the 16th century and the Renaissance pleasure fair, Sir Francis Drake. Welcome again.
What a pleasure to be in your company, good sir.
You, in fact, are ageless. You've been our guest probably for over 10 years now. You look younger each year. How do you do it?
It is the company and the drink.
And the company is wonderful. If you haven't been to the Renaissance Fair, which plays through weekends through May 17th at the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area, treat yourself to a weekend back in time.
For 15 years, you have been perfecting this. For 47 years, we have been working on the fair and hope to be able to present you there a lovely show.
And it is indeed. You have women, you have wine, you have artisans, you have jousts.
20 acres of merriment to celebrate springtime, 2,000 performers to lure you away, even good battle that day, jousting. Men in 80 pounds of armor with edged weapons, take this to your hand, good sir.
It is weighty indeed.
Indeed. 2.5 pounds done by one of our good craftsmen there. You may see blacksmiths at their work, potters doing their work that day. A market village come to life.
And the food, of course, is the best. The turkey legs, the roasted.
Indeed, 100 foods to put to tooth, the turkey legs that you didn't mention. Your last visit to the fair last year, what feast did you put there? Do you remember what you ate?
I had the turkey, I had the roasted, I had the pot pie, and it was a feast for the eyes, let me tell you. Women get all decked out for the fair.
Oh, indeed, you may rent costumes there, or you may buy fine clothing for the day, or you may come in costume and join the play.
And the visitors become part of the experience. They get into it. It is wonderful. So if you haven't been to the fair, make it a point any weekend through May 17th, Saturday and Sunday, 45 minutes from Long Beach in Irwindale.
In Irwindale from 10 in the morning till 7 in the eve, 9 good hours of play. Oh, could you just brandish this hat for a moment? So a man of exceptional tailoring, I say.
Thank you for that. And indeed, tell us about Elizabethan times, because so many of us think of Elizabethan times is very conservative, and yet the fair, everything is bursting out, shall we say.
Oh, indeed, this was the age of exploration. Sir Francis Drake, my very self, I say, has come home with 26 tons of silver, 80 pounds of gold to play. So a market fair that would have celebrated springtime would have brought people forth in a great spirit for it. And so we recreate that at the fair. What would have been a day in the life of Queen Elizabeth, Master William Shakespeare, and her entire royal court.
And, of course, Queen Elizabeth is there, and there's the royal court, and there are ceremonies.
Good games to put your hand to. Are you a thrower of the axe, sir?
All my life.
Javelins, pistol bowls, catapults, knives, all that can be thrown in good sport of skill that day.
And Sir Francis, weren't you one of the early arrivals on the California coast?
Aye, indeed. In the very summer of 1579, we came upon this coast and claimed all in the name of Her Majesty. It still is an English land, is it not?
So Christopher Columbus was a latecomer.
Oh, he was before us, but knew not where he was going and knew not where he'd been.
Well, the English reign supreme. No one does ceremonies better than the British. Even today, of course, they continue in that tradition.
Oh, indeed. We have a Lady Mayor there at the fair. Somewhat of a new occurrence, if I may say.
And, of course, the washerwomen, one of my favorites, will be back.
Aye, with gossip of the day, merry songs, and they'll even clean your shirt for you, I say.
Yes. And the joust, the royal joust, is the piece de resistance.
Oh, men with 100 pounds of armor upon them, riding at each other in a full gallop, attempting to unhorse each other, doing good battle 3 times a day.
And people come back year after year because they love the fair. And many of the participants stay in their troops all during the year and meet.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And many of them have grown up in the fair. After 47 years, we have an entire family there. And you see these children raised up in the celebration of springtime.
Well, you said once on our show, rejoice in the spring. You're never sure when you'll enjoy another one.
Ah, eat, drink, and be merry, sir.
And final words, Sir Francis, in our last minute to the wonderful folks who watch our show, some of whom may not actually have been to the fair. What would you say to them?
Oh, come early in the day with a good appetite for play, sensible shoes, 13 stages, 20 acres there, and bring a good appetite for our fair.
Sir Francis, always a pleasure to see you. We will see you at the fair. We will be there this summer once again. You can't have a better weekend than going to the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area for the wonderful Renaissance Pleasure Fair. We'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and 2 banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Oh, yeah. But if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
What I love about this community is that there's always something to do. We heard about the summer concert series earlier with Larry Curtis and the great Long Beach Municipal Band. And of course, weekends at the fair is another joyous experience. And Sir Francis, there are educational opportunities for the fair, too.
It is living history. We have a particular student day on Friday where we have some 10,000 students come to the fair site, and we give them the living history lessons of their day, how their life would have been, what the craft would have been.
And music, of course, is an important part of the
Excellent.
Fair.
Well, as fine as the Long Beach Municipal Band, we have musicians that would take the stand and play the instruments of our time. The sackbut, the Rausch fife, the crumb horn, and of course we have Celtic dancers, we have Scottish dancers, and all are asked to raise a good cheer and a fine song there.
And I see, finally, Sir Francis, you've brought the original Straight Talk mug here with you. This goblet was when we started 15 years ago.
Indeed, at least 15 years ago, and always filled with the treasure of your wit.
Sir Francis, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I will see you at the fair. I hope you all make a point to go to the fair. And if you do, stop and say hello to Sir Francis, and you saw him on Straight Talk. Thank you all for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.